Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, that you may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me. I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this to the world, they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, as they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Do not ask that you take them out of the world, but you keep them from the evil one. You do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them. They also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. We see in this reading just how much Jesus truly loves us. He wants to protect us. He knows he's going home to heaven, and he's worried about his disciples. And he's warning us, be careful who you listen to. Many people will claim they're Catholic, and they'll lead us astray by going against the teachings of the church. Or many people who, you know, we know in our own lives, maybe they're not making the best decisions. My friends, Jesus loves us, and he's telling us he wants to protect us. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be wise in our discernment and not just follow the fads that come and go. But we know that the truth is always Jesus. And if we listen to Jesus and study his word, and you do what you're doing this morning by coming to Mass, then we'll be on track. So our Lord is warning us in a loving way, but a very stern way. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful who you follow. And for all of us as disciples of Jesus, we'll never get it wrong if we follow Jesus Christ. So be not afraid. The world has always been a little bit dysfunctional. And it's because we don't belong here, my friends. You're a disciple. Your home is in heaven. So focus on what's important, which is following Jesus and being the good people that you are. Do not be afraid. Amen? Amen. So let's just pray right now for the spirit of discernment that will listen to Jesus above all else and be at peace, knowing that he alone leads us to holiness.